John DeBella.
Oh my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
I came across as an odd story this morning.
All right.
All right. And it had to do with Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Who at one time, at one time claims to have been a freak in the sheets.
All right. Cool.
Sexy music, please. Because I'm sexy. Okay, good. All right. On her podcast, Drew's News, she recently said, I can understand certain kinky things. Listen, I've tried everything. I've done everything. That's why I'm so boring now.
Okay.
All right. So she added, I'm not a person that needs sex and has to go out there and engage with people on that level.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. You're a mature woman now. You've got to.
She married?
No, not at the moment. As far as I know, not at the moment.
Okay.
All right. But she has a couple of kids and she wants to, be responsible. But she was a freak back in the day.
All right.
And I started thinking about it. I said, okay, right. So she says, I've done everything. And I would love to. I've never interviewed her.
Right.
But I would love to just sit there, just go through a list.
Sure.
Like missionary.
That's normal. Yeah.
Cowgirl.
Yeah.
Okay. Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Back door.
Oh, seems like it.
Okay. All right. Dirty Sanchez.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh,
Rusty trombone.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy. Oh, no, I got it started, don't I now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Congress almost passed a bill in 1910 to import a bunch of hippos from Africa to Louisiana to raise them for meat.
Okay.
One newspaper editorial got all excited about it, calling the meat, quote, lake cow bacon.
Wow.
The bill failed, and it never happened. All right, Sam, what do you got?
The tallest mountain in the solar system is on Mars.
Really?
It's 16 miles high, or about 3 times higher than the tallest mountain on Earth.
Wow.
How do they figure that out?
Big telescopes.
What's the equation there? The Samoan man is 56 times more likely to play in the NFL than the average American man.
Because a Samoan man is probably 56 more times larger
than the average
American man. And lastly this morning, the lead role for Die Hard was originally offered to Frank Sinatra, since it was technically a sequel to a movie he starred in called The Detective, but he was 73 at the time and turned it down because it wasn't a Christmas movie. And there you have your
Random
Facts. The John DeBella Podcast. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Today we're going to Bohemian Rhapsody because this is the date in 1975 that the Queen's A Night at the Opera was released. When they did this album, they were doing so, in order to get those vocals, because all they had was four guys, and in order to get those vocals, they had to record over it and record over. Remember, these are the days of using tape, and the tape would have to move back and forth on the machine, back and forth, back and forth, and it was beginning to wear out.
Sure.
There were parts in the tape where they were beginning to see clear tape, oxide was coming off of it. But putting the album together, well, here's Brian May.
We were all already beginning to be quite separate at that point, and we used to come in with ideas pretty well mapped out. I used to come in with all sorts of structures written down that I wanted the group to try. Freddie used to come in with sheets of notepaper with vocal harmonies written out in them. So Freddie had a very powerful vision of that song before we ever got into it. It was very much his baby. We wanted it to sound like a huge choir, and the technology wasn't really quite there for it.
Get ready to play a little kid or drunk adult, a case of Seagram's Escapes Italian Ice Variety Pack. They're not frozen drinks. They just taste like frozen drinks. All right. Seagram's Escapes, sip happiness, enjoy responsibly. You could have a case of that if you can figure out if today's Marissa from today's phone call was a little kid or a drunk adult when this happened.
I took a bath in my new neighbor's house without asking them, and I ended up having to write them an apology.
So what do you think, little kid or drunk adult? Let's start out this morning with Josh. Josh, what are you going to go with, little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going with little kid this morning.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let's go over to Jeff. Jeff, what do you think, little kid or drunk adult? Anytime you want to talk, Jeff, we hear you breathing.
Drunk adult.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. All right, let's go to Carl. Little kid or drunk adult?
That's a little kid.
All right,
John.
Hang on. Thank you, Carl. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what are you going with? Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right, hang on. And one more call. Here's Mike. Mike, little kid or drunk adult?
I'm changing my answer. I'm going with little kid now.
You're going with little kid now. Okay, what, you originally thought it was drunk adult?
Yeah, I did.
All right. So we got three little kids, two drunk adults. Hold on a moment. Let's go back to Marissa and find out what the story is.
I was a drunk adult. We were having like a kind of open house block party in my neighborhood, and I drank so much that I thought my new neighbor's bathtub was my own. So I took my clothes off and took a bath.
Someone.
And I ended the night by writing them a long apology in crayon because, it turns out it was the bathroom off the kid's bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And the crayon was the only thing I could find to write with.
Someone sounds like a great time. Wow.
Marissa sounds like she could have had a really good time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Get us started, Steve.
All right. Excuse me. 27-year-old woman in Ohio named Monika Gamer has pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct after getting into an altercation with a 37-year-old neighbor last year. They didn't just argue.
Okay.
Monika was at a Walmart when she saw the neighbor, Precious Jackson. And they had a history, and so Monika flew into a rage and attacked Precious. I don't know if this is the movie character Precious or not.
Precious.
With the first thing she could grab, which was a 10-pound log of ground beef. Yeah. The fight went down in the potato chips aisle. Monika initially tried to spit on Precious, but when that missed, she reached into Precious's cart and grabbed a $22 log of beef and started clobbering Precious with it.
Oh, my God.
Precious survived the beefing, and Monika was arrested at the scene. She was just hit with a 30-day suspended jail sentence plus probation and $155 in fines.
In the herd.
Say what you will about meth, but it makes for some of the weirdest Thin the Herd stories. Cops pulled over a guy early Thursday morning in Payson, Arizona, and when they walked up to his window, there was an owl sitting next to him in the car.
All right.
It turned out the guy was high on meth, so they got him on the DUI, but where did the owl come from? He told them that he had stopped at a nearby gas station, and some people in the parking lot sold him the owl for $100. It's not clear why he wanted an owl, but then again, he was on meth. Right, and the people he bought it from told him they found it on the side of the road. And as a tip, police have put out a statement telling people not to use meth or, quote, you may find yourself illegally purchasing a wild owl in the middle of the night for $100 at a gas station.
In the herd.
Back to you.
All right, in California, a 23-year-old man was arrested after police say he broke into an elderly woman's home and rummaged around before picking out a small portable vacuum cleaner and running off with it. Police later found parts of the vacuum scattered outside, and it's unclear why the thief dismembered the vacuum he'd just stolen, but it's possible that he only needed the single attachment.
Yeah.
Because 2 hours later, the cops tracked the guy down and still found out that he had that attachment on him. Unclear which one, he was hit with felony charge of residential burglary.
In the herd.
And if you're going to run a sick leave scam through work, it's smart not to brag about it on social media. I don't know how many times we have to tell people
world
the reason World Wide Web stands for everyone in the world can get on the web and see what it is you posted. Three Rikers Island corrections officers have been hit with federal fraud charges. Among the accused, Monica Coaxum, right, who allegedly used her social media platform to boast, yes, at home and still getting paid, unlimited sick leave, baby. Get like me, live your best life.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Moron.
According to prosecutors, she had been out of work for more than a year, claiming a series of injuries, traumas, and illnesses. Her boyfriend, Eduardo Trinidad, posted pictures of him bowling and installing drywall despite being out since January of 2021, saying he couldn't sit, run, or lift anything. And lastly, a third officer, a friend of theirs, Stephen Kange, had reportedly used his sick time to produce and market his own comic book after submitting a year and a half of fake notes from his doctor. All three of them will serve time for this.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Show.
You can't fix stupid, you can just arrest it.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Now, what is it? Is it long songs in general, or is it just Alice's Restaurant and American Pie?
It's Alice's Restaurant and American Pie.
Those two.
I mean, there's probably other songs they get in, but it's not because they're long.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they're crap.
All right.
Garbage.
Garbage. I do not know anybody who hates not one but two songs more than you do.
Well, John, I like to go against the grain.
I think
you know that.
Right. What if Alice's Restaurant was only 90 seconds long?
Nope.
Because I've brought it down to 90 seconds.
No.
Can I show you?
You're going to show me anyway, but I'm not going to listen. Nope.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice. Now, it all started two Thanksgivings ago. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning. There was five police officers and three police cars, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. I went up there, I said, "Shrink.
Kill!
He said, "I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Father Rapers. Father Rapers sitting right there on the bench." And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over. Said, "Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself? You can get anything you want."
Go on, Steve. Sing along.
I will not.
Except for Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Three times on Thursday.
God, what a turd.
Just a half a mile.
Here's this burnt turkey. We're going to serve it to you three times.
I can't believe you're distasteful with this song.
My God. You know what?
Alice's Restaurant.
Jesus Christ. Just what we needed. Somebody to talk, sing a song about draft dodging. It's what it is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.